Now, Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
What a story. Jeez. And by the way, Keefe, it just keeps getting better.
It's insane. It's an insane thing.
TMZ with some real nice details that we'll get to here coming up. It's also a Tier Tuesday on Jones and Keefe in a related story with Bill and Jordan.
Yeah.
We'll be giving you the wildest relationships where they will be featured, ooh, I imagine, boy, prominently.
Yeah, they're going to be in there.
On this list. Tiers come your way at 11:30, but it's also a Twofer Tuesday.
What is it?
It's a Twofer Tuesday. Twofer Tuesday.
Let's roll.
Be caller 9 right now to the contest line, 617-931-0937. And if you have today's code word, give it to Billy, and you'll score a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Rangers on May 6th at Fenway Park. Again, caller 9 right now, contest line, 617-931-0937. Give the code word, and you'll score a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Rangers May 6th at Fenway Park. We were talking about the Patriots, how much better they are. This season, are they a playoff team? What's their biggest weakness? Keith says wide receiver. I say left tackle. You continue to jump in on that. But TMZ added to the CBS Sunday News report that aired on Sunday morning. We spent a lot of time on it yesterday.
Sure did.
As did all the shows here on WEEI. Yeah. Let's pick up with the details. Jordan Hudson went completely off the rails during Bill Belichick's CBS interview, Keith, to the point where she stormed out of the room. Oh, and delayed God. Shooting for 30 minutes.
Wow.
Sources tell TMZ Sports. Bill agreed to the
sit-down.
It's like
a diva on a movie set.
Yeah,
you know, it's like a high-paid movie star.
100%.
Like, I don't like these conditions.
I'm not doing this.
I'm out of here.
Storms off for 30 minutes.
30 minutes to calm her down.
Belichick agreed to sit down with CBS Mornings, but it turned into an L, at least PR-wise.
He sure did.
When his 24-year-old girlfriend interrupted the interview, asking Bill how they met, which you just heard. We're told outside of that baffling moment, this is where it gets good.
Yeah.
And that made the final edit. There were numerous other instances of Hudson butting in, even when the legendary coach was answering questions about football.
Not talking about this.
She would stop and correct them.
About football?
Football.
He can't answer football questions?
No.
He is in a lot of trouble. I am concerned. I think most people are now concerned after listening to all that. Because it's one thing... And I don't even agree with it because it's, you know, it's a CBS interview. They're trying to promote your book. And she's there and they ask about the relationship. And she's like, we're not talking about it. Even though we were already fed a story about how they met. Just stick with that story and we all move on. It's not this huge deal. But to interject all the time, wild, to the point where I think CBS initially probably wasn't going to include her. But then they're like, all right, you've become now the story. We have to do this.
This lady is wasting
Non-stop.
Our day, yeah. Wasting our time.
So we'll toss you into this.
Butting into football questions.
That's insane. Like, what does Bill think when she does that? Like, oh, good call. I'm glad you stopped that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
She's not his lawyer. She's not on trial.
Is she butting in about the 2001 Super Bowl? It's like, Tuts, you weren't alive.
Why did Malcolm Butler not play?
Objection!
It's like, Bill's batted away enough questions on his own.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's best for the football team.
Going with Brady.
Right.
Over Bledsoe, what was that like? Oh, well, we're not talking about this. You were not on the planet yet.
For 24 years, Bill Belichick, whether it be at a press conference or interviews here on WEEI, would not answer plenty of questions.
Yeah,
he didn't need anybody to step in for him.
The man needed zero help.
Nope, he was actually maybe the best at it.
Now, all of a sudden, he seems like he needs quite a bit of it.
In the Hall of Fame of not answering questions was Bill Belichick, and now he needs a 24-year-old girlfriend to be like, we're not talking about this.
Not only does he need help, Keith, as you said yesterday, it was a cry for help. There's more from TMZ.
He's in a lot of trouble.
Our sources say Bill only arrived at the interview with Hudson. No one from his publishing company, again, he's promoting a book, the University of North Carolina, or any other rep with him, which is a bit of a head-scratcher to CBS producers on set. That didn't strike me as odd, but I guess it was odd to them. At one point in the Q&A, Hudson got so heated, she stood up and walked out and wanted Bill to follow.
Oh, of course.
It's Bill, we're getting out of here. Oh. Cut this way, Bill. We're not doing this anymore, Bill.
A little bit of cat and mouse.
It's unclear if Coach, that's how they refer to him,
Coach.
It's unclear if Coach agreed. But the blow-up delayed the whole interview for about a half an hour.
Oh, my God. These guys were probably just so dumb with it.
A half an hour production. Everybody else, they're held up. They're waiting for this girl to throw her temper tantrum.
Yeah. A little hissy fit because she didn't like the football questions.
Bill, come with me.
I don't like your friends, Bill. Leaving, Bill. I don't like your friends. Get out of here, Bill.
So I said it yesterday. I stand by it. We need to see the entire thing, and maybe that'll happen.
Oh, I mean, with the way this is going, Keith,
we need to hear more of it.
Ordway had a good tweet. Glenn had a good tweet.
Oh, yeah?
He's like, CBS is clearly leaking stuff. That's where this is coming from. So
at some point, just release the whole thing.
I wouldn't rule out we're getting video of this.
You'd get a
to
lot
be
of
honest.
People watching that.
We're told once things calm down, the interviewer, Tony DeCoppel, was spooked by the whole encounter and elected to wrap things up quickly and end the awkward experience. He's like, let's just pull the ripcord on this thing.
Oh, my God.
As for how the dumpster fire of an encounter got edited, we're told higher-ups at CBS News and Sports had to get involved to figure out how to salvage it. And while a second interview was scheduled to go down at a later time, it was ultimately scrapped.
Wow.
They're like, we're not dealing with these a-holes anymore.
Do we know who set up the interview? Because obviously he is trying to sell a book. Sort of like the overarching thing.
I'd imagine, you know, if he has a literary agent or the publisher.
Or her.
Well, maybe her.
Did she set this up?
Oh, good point.
That's
maybe.
My thought.
Maybe.
Was she thinking, like, this is a great idea? Like, we already know he's on Twitter and Instagram because of this. Mm-hmm. He was going to maybe be on NFL Hard Knocks, but with a college team. And then she apparently was too much to work with. Plus, I think NFL owners were like, we don't want Bill on this. But he's looking worse and worse by the day. Like, it's wild. I don't know how you pull yourself out of this.
Text line says, we have no evidence she jumped into football questions. Well, that didn't make the final cut.
No, we didn't see it.
Are you doubting that this whack job didn't jump in there on football questions?
I mean, please. She objected to a story which they have already told. That's the strangest part.
Well, again, it's...
Well, I mean, a story. Yeah, but...
A story they told.
But you stick with a story, you just kind of move on.
It's not the story about how they met. It's a story.
Yeah, no, it's
about how they met.
So I heard this morning on Greg's show, they were talking about how many years Bill coaches at North Carolina. And...
Well, do you want more from the story? Let me just give you the last two lines.
Yeah. Then we can answer that.
Okay. The whole ordeal isn't sitting well with Bill's employers. You know who had this last week or maybe a couple weeks ago? Curran. On Afternoons, they asked him about how it's going at North Carolina. And they're like, people aren't loving it. So we're going to ask Curran about this at noon. I know he gets a little uncomfortable with the Bill stuff. But we're going to ask Curran about this at noon. The whole ordeal isn't sitting well with Bill's employers. We're told folks at UNC are now concerned about Jordan's influence on Belichick's tenure as the head coach in Chapel Hill.
It's wild.
Especially with her essentially taking on his role as manager. As a source put it, there's a growing sense this could become a problem.
Yes!
No. Growing sense?
You think this could
wake
be a
up,
problem?
Guys, wake up.
You think she might be an issue? Wow. They are on their P's and Q's
at
North Carolina.
She was on the field at spring practice. Like, what on earth? So they were talking about this morning how long he's going to be there. And I think it was Courtney was like, 5 years?
No chance.
0.0.
I mean,
does he coach this season? Let's start there.
Yes.
Does he coach next season?
Not sure.
I say no.
Yeah. You say no.
I think he coaches 1 year there.
I say.
And that honestly, I don't know how long he wanted to be there anyway. I think he wants to just give the job to Steve, but they're going to be like, we're not just giving the job to Steve.
Well, he wants to go to the NFL, but good luck with that.
I don't think that's
good
happening.
Luck with that, Bill.
I don't think that's happening.
So,
I think he coaches there for 1 year.
Okay. If I were going to bet, I would say two, but I would start to want. He's going to make it this year, but it could go so poor if they suck on the field.
Yeah.
And she's a nightmare, and he's a pain in the ass. 1 year, they could walk their separate ways. After 1 year, Bill could say, was an experiment, didn't work. I need to retire.
Because didn't
like,
they
whatever.
Change like the buyout agreement too? There's some detail in there, so like he could be a one and done coach there.
Yeah,
he could be.
I would probably bet on two. But, yeah, one year, maybe, who knows? Maybe he doesn't get through 1 year there, Keith.
I was rooting for him. Like, I wanted him to do well at North Carolina. But this whole Jordan thing, I think it would be funnier to watch it go poorly and then her just go crazy. And, like, who knows what's going to happen next? Like, some of the posts. And then, you know, she's going to start throwing people under the bus.
That's a great
she's going to be like, well, if Mike Lombardi knew it, he's like, she's just going to bury everybody around Belichick. Like, it's not his fault. She's just start blaming the players.
Oh, that's a good call.
It's going to be pretty good.
So if they're bad, and they're probably not going to be great.
I think they should be fine. They were fine last year. It's not like, didn't they have Mac Brown? They won like 8 games. It's not a fixer-upper like the Patriots are. Don't you think the Tar Heels are closer to winning the conference than the Patriots are?
I mean, yeah, probably the conference.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, but I don't think they're going to.
No, neither do I, but like they also have a soft schedule, and it's not like they had...
Keith, he hasn't been a good coach for a long time now. Plus,
no, I know.
Plus, she's involved. Plus, North Carolina's not very good most years.
Oh, so they were 6 wins last year. My bad. They were 6 wins last year. I think maybe the year before they had 8. So I misspoke. They had 6 wins last year.
Bill hasn't been
a good... Mac Brown, though.
Bill hasn't been a good coach for a half decade, and he's never done this before.
No. But he's also not taking over. Like, I know people can't stand the guy, but Deion Sanders took over a much worse program in Colorado than Bill is taking over at North Carolina.
Yeah, Bill, Deion might be a better coach these days.
Maybe.
I know people don't want to hear that. Right now,
I think he's only going to be there for 1 year.
Right now, in college football, Deion's a better coach than Bill.
Yeah.
People don't want to hear that. That's fine. But that's the situation. You can jump in, 617-779-7937. How long does Bill have at UNC? Your thoughts on the latest details with Jordan storming off the set. Come with me, Bill. We're at it. I don't like your friends, Bill. We're leaving, Bill.
Can you imagine, like, the camera people and, like, the guy doing the interview, like, looking at each other, like, what did we sign up for?
We thought
this was going to be an interview with the greatest head coach of all time talking about
Tony DeCouple,
lessons. The
interviewer, was spooked by the whole encounter and wrapped things up quickly. He did them a favor.
He pulled the plug on it.
He did them a solid.
That's insane.
So I bet we are going to see the director's cut at some point.
Does he do another interview at any point?
I mean, yeah, probably.
I mean, I'm not talking like McAfee.
No, but like, will he do another interview? Yeah, she'll probably line something else up and storm off and be a diva. But yeah, probably.
Do you think when he's like zooming in with McAfee, like she's actually like,
right
must
there.
Be right next to him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Objection,
Pat.
We're not talking about this, Pat.
Yeah. Wow. it is such a bizarre tale.
Well, something tells me we haven't heard the last of it.
I would agree.
We might show up tomorrow with more details. They might come out before the end of the show. 617-779-7937. You can jump in there. We have a Tier Tuesday coming your way at 11:30. The wildest relationships, mostly in sports. Coming up at high noon, we'll ask Curran Moore about Bill Belichick and the UNC experience. We have Kiefer Madness at 12:45 and another opportunity to win Red Sox and Rangers tickets at 11:30. But speaking of the Patriots and their improvements, have they closed the gap at all on Buffalo? Because up in Buffalo, they're getting awfully sensitive. I will tell you what we mean coming up next.
This is Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
Bill Belichick and Jordan. It won't quit, Keefe. I just went to the last break. We were going to get to Brandon Bean and some comments. We'll do that coming up.
I think Nick missed his calling as being a radio DJ.
Oh, tremendous.
Billy started singing it. So
well played, Bill. Well played.
Tremendous song choice.
Yes.
So we'll get to Brandon Bean, the Bills GM, and his comments coming up. But I went to break saying we're going to get more updates before, certainly by tomorrow. I'm like, maybe before the end of the show.
I mean, as you said that.
How about by the next segment, yeah. Keefe? What did Jordan just put on Instagram?
So Jordan Hudson on Instagram just posted an email written by Bill Belichick back on April 10th.
Stop. So she is now on Instagram posting Bill's emails.
Which she's on. So it says
we knew she was CC'd on his emails. That we know. That's been reported.
So Bill,
she's now posting his emails. Yeah, go ahead.
So Bill Belichick, and I'm sure this guy's going to be thrilled. So it says, you know, so it's a Gmail. So there's like a, it says like who it's to.
Yeah.
So it's to David, I don't know, me. So obviously she's on the email.
Yep.
A Joffy, a Michael, a Richard at inkwellmanagement.com.
You think Michael's?
Bearsh.
And Bearsh is on it.
Mm-hmm.
Bearsh is at BC. And who's Michael Lombardi? Is that possible?
Oh, probably. Yeah, it doesn't say because it's like Gmail's at the top. Anyway, so this is a Bill Belichick written email, but it was posted by Jordan. Belichick writes, all, I don't think this is fantastic, but it probably will hype the book, which is clearly the ongoing theme here. This is about what I expected from the media. So clearly there was some like excerpts and stuff from the book that came out going back a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So he's sort of in retaliation to that.
Okay.
He says, this is what I expect from the media. We went through how important it was for me to put the, quote, I effed up in the book. And of course, that is the feature of this article, which is mostly about admitting mistakes and talking about a Super Bowl mistake. I am fine with putting mistakes in the book, but I'm certainly not surprised that of 260 plus pages that is what they would highlight. And of course, the I bleeped up is the clickbait they used for the story. We'll see what the title of the article is, which I noticed has been conveniently left out. Do we have approval on that? I would approve this article if we can also approve the headline, which is actually more important than the article. The next paragraph. We can expect that the, quote, interviews and, quote, podcasts that will supposedly drive the sales will also come from similar samples. These appearances will, no doubt, want to focus on whatever negatives they can extract from the book and all the current events that don't have anything to do with the book but are most relevant to their, quote, ratings and their agenda, which is not mine. That was evident when Aylrod? I have no idea. Dropped the story.
Yeah, so hang on. So Aylrod, what could that be?
I was
thinking like Axelrod?
I don't know what that is.
But keep going. I guess
they dropped the story because we would not do current events at UNC. We'll see how many people want to talk about the $5,000 bill for, quote, spoiled milk and other entertaining and business aspects of the book. I have no doubt the I bleeped up will not be the main focus of Ray Dalio and Susie Welch in my conversations with them.
So I connected some of this. So Susie Welch did a sit down with Bill that aired on April 13th.
Okay.
And it aired on CNBC. She writes for the New York Times. So Bill must not have been happy with something that aired in that. The headline for that, by the way, is Bill Belichick on leadership, winning, and Tom Brady not being a great natural athlete.
No, I think he's saying that the I bleeped up won't be the main focus with them, which I think he likes.
I see. Oh, I'm
I think
sorry.
He's saying that's
got it,
good.
Got it,
like they're actually journalists.
Good. Oh, sorry. Got it.
So then then another paragraph. I will say again that I want this book to be presented as a look at my professional life and how I did my job on the way up to and as the leader of the organization that grew from a $500 million franchise to an $8 billion organization.
Yeah, that was you.
That played in
that
10
was Bill. That wasn't
and won
Brady.
Six
that was
Super
Bill.
Bowls yeah. over 25 yeah. years. Yeah. This book is about how I did my job and lessons from my 50 years in and around the NFL, not a bathroom book that highlights my mistakes. I acknowledge the mistakes in the book, but of course,
did he?
Quote, I bleeped up is the catchphrase.
He didn't answer Malcolm Butler. He didn't answer
in there. I have at times reluctantly gone along with the title, cover, and language in the book. I'm not going to be the conductor of a hype train in the book promotion. We have enough hype to work with. I hope we can get on the same page in promoting the book authentically. Thanks, BB.
Okay.
So she decided to post that today.
So hang on. So Terp,
and, oh, by the way.
Wait. So Terp, can you put that back up on Twitch? Twitch.tv/BostonWEI. I have some questions about font choices and things like this, but go ahead. What were
By the way, so then her, what she wrote, so she posted that as a screenshot on Instagram, and then she wrote full statement to be released later today.
Nice.
So she is a PR person, I believe, right? She's in PR. She's doing a great job.
She pretends to be, yeah.
She got into a Dunkin' commercial. She's doing something right. And so, yeah, so she, I don't know what the full statement's going to be, but I guess we are locked in.
Okay. So, wow. That is, people in the Twitch chat think Bill didn't even write this. I disagree.
Well, I think she did.
You think she wrote this on his behalf?
No, Oh, yeah, maybe, I guess.
I mean,
but
maybe.
But it's from him, and he sent it to her
You
as
think
well.
BB doesn't refer to himself as BB? I don't know what to tell you. Man wears it on his sweatshirt, for God's sakes.
It's BB.
So if you think the autograph at the end indicates that it's not her. So she's posting his emails. It's all blue font. That doesn't look like Bill, if we're being honest. I can see with the font choice, maybe that's her.
Small font and in blue. I barely could read that.
But a full statement to come. Yeah. Do you think she did this of her own volition, or do you think Bill's like put it out there? He said in the interview on CBS he has social media, but he doesn't follow them.
Yeah,
no,
she's clearly running all this. The question is, like, is he going to be surprised to know this is out there, or maybe she told him she's going to?
She's releasing his emails.
Yeah, let's see the emails.
Let's say even if
don't release. Yeah,
even if Bill wants his emails released, what does that say about Bill's? Like, yeah, go ahead, put my emails out there. What the hell?
John Gruden got fired for emails. Maybe you got to watch out. But yeah, this is odd. Just more and more.
Wow.
So I mean, if you're like a friend or a family member of Bill,
full
you
statement
be
is
a
Bill
little worried.
Is Bill putting out an Oh, for sure. Like, where, right.
Do you think Bill's putting out a statement? I would say no. I would say Jordan's going to put out a statement. Or maybe with the Bill letterhead.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, she's got another statement coming out.
Yeah.
Is Bill putting out a statement? But no, to your point about if you're close to Bill, you're going to be worried. Yeah. If you're Steve Belichick, Brian Belichick.
Oh, God.
Amanda Belichick.
Terrified.
You're looking at this going, she's putting out. She's airing out his emails for the public now.
Yeah, and if I'm Richard at inkwellmanagement.com, I'm like, thanks for putting my email out there.
Take me off there. Also, this goes back to the TMZ scoop that people at North Carolina are worried. How do you think they feel about that? All your email,
they should be worried.
All your email dirty laundry's out there now? Yeah. Ay, caramba.
Yeah, right. So basically, if you send an email to her, it's fair game.
If you tell Bill something, it could show up on her Instagram.
Correct.
That's now the takeaway. Nice. And awesome. even if Bill's greenlighting it, that doesn't make me feel any better. Oh, great. I send Bill an email, I think in confidence, and next thing I know, it's on your 24-year-old girlfriend's Instagram. Great. Well, it sounds like things are going well.
No, it's going super great.
They might have already been on the top of the wildest relationship tiers when we get there.
Oh, yeah.
But
it's coming.
If they weren't, they're moving up.
We got some good candidates.
They are moving up. That's in the tiers at 11:30. We have another pair of tickets to give away to the Red Sox and the Rangers. Also at 11:30, Tommy Curran will have more on this, I'm sure, at high noon on a Tommy Tuesday. Tom Curran from NBC Sports Boston, plus Kiefer Madness at 12:45. I want to get to the Patriots, how much they've improved, what their biggest weakness is, have they closed the gap at all on Buffalo, and we'll dovetail in some comments from Brandon Bean, because they're very sensitive in Buffalo, along with some thoughts on the Celtics tonight in Game 5 against the Magic. All that comes your way next.